6-member delegation from the Nigerian state of Osun is in Ghana to understudy the country's school feeding program. The head of the delegation for Lorenzo Bamisa Yemi said Ghana was chosen because of her success story in implementing and sustaining the program. Deputy Local Government and Rural Development Minister Emmanuel Kojo Ejekum, who received the delegation, noted that the school feeding program, in spite of its challenges, has achieved its core aim, which is providing one hot and nutritious meal to pupils in deprived communities. A report by Irabna Paha and Irama Ajeman.
The Ghana School Feeding Program was launched in September 2005. The basic concept of the program is to provide children in public primary schools and kindergartens in the poorest areas of the country with one hot and nutritious meal a day. This will impact on the MDG 2, which is access to universal primary education. Deputy Local Government and Rural Development Minister Emmanuel Kojo Ejekum spoke of the importance of the program and its benefits.
School feeding, I think, is a wonderful program. It's a program that if you are able to implement it properly, it will go a long way to help your country. The focus is not just on trying to increase enrollment. There are a whole lot of things that you can benefit from school feeding. How children, their brain can develop well if you have proper nutrition. It's also a way that we can look at local economic development. It's a way that we can create jobs for our people if we're able to implement it well. Whatever you have come here to study, pick it, try and improve on it. Implement it in a way that tomorrow or 10 years to come, we'll also come to Osun State and learn something from you.
A focal person of the program at the ministry, Ayemido Dakai Mesiba, outlined the background and concept of the school feeding program.
The concept is to provide children in public primary schools in the most deprived communities with one hot and nutritious meal on every school going day. Not all school children in Ghana are benefiting from the program. Only children in selected primary schools in deprived communities. Also, the cost per child per day is 50 Ghana pesos. Currently, 1.7 million plus pupils are benefiting from the program nationwide. The long-term objective of the program is to contribute to poverty reduction and also improve food security in deprived communities.
Head of the Nigerian delegation for Lorenzo Bamisa Yemi lauded Ghana's effort towards achieving the MDGs on hunger.
We have a lot to learn from you, like you said. You've been in it ahead of us. And we want to know how you were able to get the donors. More importantly, because we cannot do it on our own. We still need external funding. And the next few days, we want to know how you did it. And again, we want to know what your challenges are and how you overcame the challenges. We also want to establish that, you know, relationship with the Ghana School Feeding Program.
He hoped that Nigeria will learn from Ghana's success story that will impact on their implementation process.
Irabna Paha and Irama Jemans report.